Politics in the 70s, which will be broadcast at this time on Sunday evenings. Robin Day introduces the series and the programme.
For the first of this series of political dialogues, I have with me two of the most brilliant and controversial parliamentarians of our time, Mr. Enoch Powell and Mr. Michael Foot. And this is one of the rare occasions that they've faced each other in a broadcast discussion of this kind. Our programme now is the opening one in a series about politics in the 70s, which will feature not only Mr. Powell and Mr. Foote, who are with me now, but also Mr. Roy Jenkins and Mr. Reginald Maudling, who will join in later programmes. These four well-known figures...
Talk about a personality cult, Tom, but doesn't it occur to you that your success as a backbencher has made you something of a parliamentary cult?
Yes, there is a problem with it.
Turning for a final moment or two, if we may, Mr. Callaghan, to the problem of the Parliamentary Labour Party now, following this... overwhelming conference decision.
I don't know what problem there is in the Parliamentary Labour Party, because I'm not entitled to speak for them. I'm speaking here tonight on behalf of the NEC, for whom I made the speech this afternoon.
But as a very wise and experienced and senior member of the Parliamentary Labour Party...
Oh, come, you don't catch an old bird like that.
Mr. Callaghan, do you think that... Mr. Jenkins should remain as deputy leader in these circumstances, knowing his views?
Mr. Day, you've been an interviewer for a long time, and you knew before you even phrased the question that you wouldn't get me to comment on that particular matter in the light of what I've said to you. Now, have another try if you like, but you won't get any further with it. Why not turn to a more profitable line?
Because it's a matter of great interest
to
a lot of people
here. Well, in that case, you'd better discuss it with Mr. Jenkins, but you're not going to get me to make statements that you'll then throw at Mr. Jenkins and try to set us at each other's ears. I'm not going to take part in that game to satisfy a television panel. Now, then let's turn to something else.
Do you think that a deputy leader...
No, I'm not answering any questions about what a deputy leader should or should not do. Now, please go on to something else.
If the market minority in the Parliament decide to vote...
You know, I believe there's going to be the same question phrased in a different way.
Well, give me a chance. Decide to vote. Do you really think it is fair to say, because a lot of them don't, do you really think it is fair to say that they are voting... to sustain Mr. Heath, voting for the Tories?
Well, I thought it was the same question phrased in a different way. Well, when the Parliamentary Labour Party meets, it will take its own decision. At that time, you can ask the leaders of the Parliamentary Labour Party what they have to say about that particular matter.
Thank you, Mr. Callaghan.
Well, thank you. Modified thanks.